Ein Perek of Misa, fourth Mishnah. Shalosh Noshim Shirishenu Tumita Achas. Three women that were sleeping in one bed. Nimsa Dam Tachas Achas Mehem. And blood was found underneath of them. Kulam Temeyos. They're all Temeyos. The question is, why is that so? So, we're talking about a case that it's possible for all of them to reach that place. They were pressed against one another. If it was a situation which is a large bed, let's say the blood was on the inside, underneath the inside one, the outside one would never get to that position, then we don't have a problem. But here, since it could have been from any one of the three, and we don't know which, we have to mitama all of them, because our only other option is to mitara all of them, which is impossible. What got to him is Temeya. One of them was found that she was Temeya. Then he Temeya v'shteim Tahiris. Then we have Toilah that the dam is from her, and the other two become Tahiris. The Toilahs zu zoy b'zoy, and they also can be Toilah with one another. In other words, if one of the women was a type of woman that doesn't generally see blood, like we saw in the beginning of the Masechta, and then she could also be told that it came from the ones that do see. Vim lo yo yuruyas liruyas raymas kiliruyas. If they were all the same status, let's say they're all pregnant, which generally don't see, and blood was found, then we have to mitama all of them, because once again, any situation which we cannot say that one is more of a reason to assume it came from her than the others, then we have to mitama all of them till we have some indication that it came from one of them.